This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the program. It is good to have you along as we talk to Mackenzie Howe, the Executive Director of the Hope Foundation. The Hope Foundation has been operating out of Williamsport for the last almost 40 years. They are making some plans to move into a permanent home with all the necessary amenities that will increase their efficiency in serving the public. Mackenzie, thanks for being with us on the program. Now, you're marking 40 years in the region. Can you talk to our listeners about the Hope Foundation, about what it is and what you do?
Sure. So the Hope Foundation's been around since 1987, and we were established to support Hope Enterprises and the various services that we have to support people with disabilities. So over the last, I would say, 8 to 10 years, we've really focused on increasing our fundraising efforts and talking to more people and really sharing with them about the impact of the organization and how we're able to gift funds back to enhance people's lives.
The article I read talked about helping individuals with diverse individuals. Give me an idea of who are these people and what are they, what sort of things are they dealing with?
So we support a broad range of individuals at Hope. And so we say kind of diverse abilities because, you know, there is the disability term, but we like to see people more for their abilities. And we also support people with mental health needs. And so for us, the main areas of focus are to drive funding to help get people out in their community. So obviously, they may face barriers with financial means to go out and be involved in, you know, the different Christmas events taking place or the Halloween events or just kind of being a part of their community. So we raise funds every year to be able to have a bank that they can come to at any point so that they always feel like they have an opportunity to be engaged. We recently onboarded mental health case management for both children and adults. And so that really helps us to build the gap between people with diverse abilities and making sure that they have the critical care when they need it most. And then, you know, kind of the biggest area that we've really started to get into as an organization is to look at smart home technology for our residential homes. So that's really taking the homes that we have always had staff present in and using technology and sensors and camera systems so that we can offer those people the opportunity to live independently where they're always going to be supported because we'll have a staff available to them 24/7. They will just be remote. So we'll give them the opportunity to really be more independent and live on their own.
Okay. And I think you've kind of addressed this question already, but I was going to say since 1987 to today, obviously the specific things that you do and provide have changed as you've just mentioned with technology, but give us an overall view of, you know, how the needs have shifted.
So the disability community is really vast in the way that people are supported. And so we've always tried to really stay on the innovative side of things at Hope. So for us, really focusing more on community-based services is where we are. So we do not host any specific, what they would call a traditional day program. Our goal is to meet people in their community and to help them be engaged, whether that's through full-time employment, part-time, or just getting out and volunteering in their community. So that's been a really significant shift for the services in our region just since COVID. And then obviously that's really changed the way that we support people within their home, not only with the remote technology, but just really realizing that we play a significant role in getting people to be a part of their community and giving them those opportunities to live their best life. And so there's really been the shift from traditional disability services where, okay, we are just here clocking in, clocking out to support this person, shifting to, okay, what's my role really to enhance this person's life and how can I help them to be successful in whatever their goals may be?
Okay. Any specific examples, you know, kind of a one-to-one thing that strikes you that you've seen how a person has benefited?
So the smart home technology is going to be a really significant impact for us. And I'll tell you a little bit about where we're currently at and where I think that impact can go. So for us, we have a gentleman who, has a full-time job, has for many years, very involved in the community, very known in the community. But he does still need that support and has always had that support in his home to make sure that he's taking his medication on time and he's getting up for work and he's, you know, looking professional when he goes out for the day. And so we just onboarded the technology in this gentleman's home. He's started kind of doing these virtual check-ins with the staff, which is really cool to see. And he's feeling very empowered by kind of this new level of independence that he's able to have. And for us at Hope, because we serve such a wide range of people, you know, we still have some individuals in our home who may have at one point in their life lived in an institution. So to see this development to go from, okay, maybe at their younger years, they were living in an institution to, okay, now they have a full-time staff caring for them to we're really pushing opportunities to be engaged in their community and give them that level of independence maybe they never thought that they could have is a huge impact that we're able to bring to the community. And so for us, you know, kind of our goal will be to create a technology package that not only can be used in the homes that we have, but also with people that may be out in the community who are still caring for maybe their young adult. And they're thinking, you know, I'd love an opportunity for them to live in their own apartment, but they still want that safety and security of knowing that somebody's available to them. And this would be where Hope will be able to kind of transform that opportunity into something for them.
The article said you give up to $200,000 annually to Hope Enterprises. So where does that money come from? I mean, how difficult is it to come across that kind of money?
So I'm very fortunate that we have a wonderful group of donors. We also have two boards at Hope. So we have a Hope Enterprises board and then a Hope Foundation board, both of which are very active in our communities and with the financial giving. But for us, you know, we really try to get out to talk to the community about what we're doing, to encourage people if they, you know, have a loved one with a diverse ability that we're really doing great work and we'd love to have their support. But for us, it's really been a long process. And so we're just getting to the point with the foundation where we are able to say every year, here's how much we're giving. And then we're starting to see that impact come back. Now, for us, it's different because we do not have kind of a revolving door of donors. And we want to be really, you know, kind of aware that the families that we're supporting may not have the means to give to the foundation financially. And so we do have multiple events throughout the year that we always ask people to come be a part of, just to feel our impact, to feel connected to our mission. And sometimes that is just as great as a financial contribution.
All right. Let's talk a bit about this new permanent home that set to unveil next spring. What are you developing and what purposes will it serve?
Sure. So the Hope Foundation actually supports 7 counties in central Pennsylvania. And we have never really had kind of a permanent set location where we can kind of meet with donors. Just like our services, we've kind of always been community-based. And so we decided to kind of set ground here in Williamsport at our Reach Road facility, which will help us to kind of be connected to where the organization began, which would be the Williamsport area. But then we'll be able to meet with donors. That's where we'll have kind of a conference room. We can take that opportunity to recognize the people that were so formative to both Hope and the foundation over the years. And it'll just be a really nice way to bring the community into what we're trying to do.
All right. So you're taking an existing building and kind of making it your own and to serve your own purposes then?
Correct.
All right. How do you work with the architect on something like that to, you know, make sure the building fits your mission well?
So I think a lot of it was more just a discovery conversation between both of us. I mean, they really wanted to feel, you know, like what type of feeling are you going for, right? Is it, you know, is it a warm feeling? Is it more a modern type of design? And so for us, just kind of showing them the space and for me in particular, kind of sharing my vision and, you know, having that area where I can bring donors in and really showing them that impact you know, on kind of a main wall and things like that has really been, it's been wonderful. And so we're really excited. We just met with the engineers last week to kick things off. And so we're hoping to have a ribbon cutting ceremony in the spring.
So while you're helping individual people, the community as a whole, the Central Pennsylvania area, has to be benefiting from this as well. Give us an idea of how this really helps out a community.
So we're all about partnerships here at Hope. And if there are areas that we can't serve the best way that we feel possible, then we're really open to working with others. And so I always just try to, you know, drive that with other organizations, even other nonprofits. I mean, we're all in the same business and we're all trying to talk about the great impact that our organizations are making. And so we're just trying to get out and we're trying to work with school districts and talk about those kiddos that are graduating and going off into services and what does that person's life look like? How can they benefit with, you know, having somebody to support them? And you know, for families that are going through more of the aging purpose, what are those needs? And how are we looking at our services to provide really a medical-based support for these people? So it's been a huge opportunity of growth for us at Hope, both from the services and then the foundation, and just for us to be able to give that financial impact and to be able to tell people about the great work we're doing is really wonderful.
Tell us a bit about the Founders Garden, which will be outside, and what that will entail and how people can be part of that.
Sure. So Hope has always been, you know, talked about in the founding of, you know, the Millers, Dr. Max Miller, who is a pediatrician, and his wife, and then other families from the community that really got together and talked about the need that they saw for their children and how could they kind of take the concept of institutionalization and say, that doesn't fit for us. We want to support them right here in our community. And so they really started to build this concept that we now have as Hope. And so we started having conversations about who these, you know, air quotes, other families were. And so the foundation board created an ad hoc committee where they went through all of the meeting minutes and the archives, and they wrote down all of the people that played significant roles in the first, you know, kind of 10, 15 years of Hope. And so everything from your, you know, your decorations and your snacks committee to the people who did significant fundraising are going to be recognized in this Founders Garden. So we put out kind of a call to the community that if they have somebody or, you know, they know of a loved one that was involved in what, you know, what has become Hope Enterprises, that we'd love to hear from them because we just really want to make sure everybody's honored with everything that they've done.
Right. And for someone who's hearing this and feels inspired to help, what can people do to learn more, to get in touch with you, or, you know, perhaps even be a donator?
Yeah, so our website is a great opportunity to go and both learn from the services of Hope, but then we have a great foundation page where we talk about like our mission and different ways of giving. And that's where they can go to find all of our information from a contact us form to even a donate now button. So our website is Hope, H-O-P-E, Ability, ABILITY.org.
All right. And is there any kind of official unveiling set in the spring, a dedication kind of thing?
We're hoping to have a ribbon cutting ceremony in the spring, but, you know, with obviously the weather is going to tie up when we're able to really work on that Founders Garden. So as soon as we have the space brought together, we will definitely make sure the community is aware.
Mackenzie Howell, the Executive Director of the Hope Foundation in Williamsport, has been our guest on the program today. We appreciate you being with us, Mackenzie, and we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.